feel like we just wanted to add that go on there because out of the spite of us always doing 3-2-1.
Yeah, 3-2-1 always pisses me off. You never, you never know.
I feel like the 3-2-1 is just like smooth. It goes right in. You know, yeah, add a little
You got to do it on. You got to like set something. Like if you do on one, then you have to be like 3-2, and then kind of have like a little extra pause. 3-2-1.
See that's,
oh my
that's,
gosh, nobody does
that's for
on
the slow
one.
People. That's for people terrible. That don't understand.
Well, that's why I would do it to you because I think you're slow.
Oh. I'm gonna kill you.
Oh,
murder!
Daddy.
Murder is on the fucking menu today.
That's a time to say daddy, though.
I'm gonna put you in your
I
want to
do it to you, right?
You should have got a daddy button.
I played Overwatch earlier today, and there was this guy that was constantly like, oh, mommy, if you play Symmetra like that, like, oh, I'm totally going to team up with you. Just keep doing what you're doing. And I was like, okay. you mean play the game? I can do that. I can do that.
Jesus, that's like for super forward.
Oh, mommy. So forward. He'd get attacked for like 2 seconds, and he'd be like, suck my clit. Suck my clit.
And you sure this was a boy? Sure?
Yeah, I teamed up with this guy. He had a kid.
Okay.
There was a lot to unpack there, is what Robo told me, because I told him about this entire conversation. He was like, there's a lot to unpack there, and I was like, yeah, there is.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got a quite the package, if we're talking about that.
Massive package. I feel like there's an alter ego I was dealing with.
Hmm. Oh, maybe.
And I feel like he wasn't like that necessarily in his normal daily life, but this was his get out, like play some Overwatch, go on comp, and like, you know.
Did you just see Church?
No, what'd he do?
He just he went, shh, shh.
It's a secret for the whole podcast.
No, it's not.
Yeah, quiet, Grim. No one's gonna know. They can't see. So it's
well,
going to be
they're going to wonder why I'm laughing.
Yeah, they'll find out later. gotta
later? You're gonna bring it back up?
Oh, I'm sure.
Forgive me, fathers.
What are your sins?
What have you done?
I have sinned.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Right. It's the lady right. This time.
She sinned. She didn't win. She sinned.
I didn't win. I sinned.
Oh, I was afraid that you were going to do wins for the rest of the your life.
There's a pretty weird thing that I do.
Okay.
When I did like 3 baskets of laundry today. Like there's not a drop of laundry left to do in my house. Like it's all, everybody's beautiful and they're set for, I want to say a year, but it's probably till like next week. But
yep, certainly.
Because I do laundry every day, but sometimes I huff my husband's clothes.
Before or after they're in the wash?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Well, before, like, it's because, like, sometimes...
I should just
like,
cut her audio
sure
off there. Just, like, add, like, dead air. Well, before.
And we just sit here...
I swear to God, everybody would be, like, imagining what it smelled like.
As long as there's poop stains, I'm sure it's all fine.
No, so Robo is a beautiful-smelling person. So, like, sometimes when I'm doing laundry, I'll, like, be like, did he accidentally throw this in the dirty laundry? Or, like, did he throw accidentally a dirty laundry in the clean pile? Like, there's no other way to know other than smelling it.
Yeah.
So I smell it, and then it, like... smells like man deodorant, and I'm just like,
she just shoves her whole head into it. She's like, oh, oh, that's the shit.
Yeah, she like, she had to wait. She has to look around
today because I told him my confession before I came on the air, and I was like, and then I smell it, Robo, and then I was like, and then he already looked concerned, and then I was like, and then I rub it on my
body. Oh my
God. And he was so scared. I don't do that.
She like looks around when she pulls it out. She like looks around to see if anybody's looking.
This is where I'm like not sure if I should press this button right now or not. Like, hold on. Just hold on. Question mark.
No, it's definitely not a question mark, dude. It's not a question mark. It's definitely like a, oh my God. Oh, I love you. I wish you were
question mark.
Do you wish Robo was a t-shirt?
Yeah, for sure.
He consisted of just
he turned such she's got to turn him into pants.
It was the best t-shirt of my life. But that's my sin. Is I literally like huff his clothes sometimes. And I know it's super weird, but like also sometimes I will like be cuddling with my kid and I just like huff their head. Right?
Hey, like my child. I'm guilty of that
like,
too.
They smell so good. Like it oxytocin just starts rolling.
I'm guilty of the head sniffing of my
Oh yeah. That's I have a really hard issue with that. I think every parent does that. So like you just get in to your child's like hair and you're just oh Jesus Christ.
Damn, like, what are you doing, man?
Oxytocin and then starts rolling.
Yeah, and it's for males too. They just start rolling in it. And like I asked my younger brother who has a kid, I was like, "Hey, do you ever just sniff the shit out of your kid?" And he goes, "Hell yeah. It's the best thing I've ever done." It's like the best drug on fucking planet Earth.
It is. Like my oldest Dank, she's like, "Why do you have kids?" And I'm like,
"This is why."
So good.
You have three of them, so you like take turns.
I don't
You're
say
like,
that. I
all right, Dan, come here.
I have a question.
Miz, get over here. No, I said get over here.
Do they all have different smells to you?
Absolutely, 1,000%. Yeah. The youngest has a totally different one than the sassy middle one, and my oldest one has a totally different one than the
both of them.
All of them, yeah. Then Robo has his entirely own man scent, so like the sense of smell is not to be underappreciated.
Yeah, there it's there. Coffee? I know with kid.
Oh my god, an empty coffee can. Have you ever been like, oh, out of coffee?
I like that first smell when you open a coffee
that
can.
That too, yeah.
Yeah, every coffee I've ever gotten. That
are you
first
making
smell,
awesome stew in the crock pot and like your entire house just like reeks of this awesome stew that or like chili or whatever that you've been cooking all day. Church, I know you like what the hell do you like? Jambalaya.
Mine would be curry spice. I would smell curry spice in my house. Yeah, or bacon.
Bacon. Grim, I'm totally making you a chili tomorrow. Bacon. So
I'm trying to get a confession rolling in my head and I'm having a hard time here.
I have something to possibly introduce to this segment that we've been changing it like every episode, but I think I've found a good idea. Like if you say a sin, you have a chance to counteract your sin with something you win that week.
Oh, that's fair.
Does that sound like a good one?
Yeah,
So should I go with a win of this week? Like is that
Yeah, if you have like a win that you think counteracts that.
I have an awesome win.
I think I already know.
Okay, so I got every single chore in the entire house done. Like, I have three kids, so I had dishes done, laundry done. I cleaned the entire bathroom. I'm talking, like, bleach and everything. Vacuumed everything. Also landscaped. And I didn't have any beer or anything for 6 days, which, to be fair, is pretty damn good. Robo and I are on the same page, just saying, like, we're only allowed to party a little bit on, like, Friday night. And then if he goes to overtime, it's only Saturday night. So he's completely giving up nicotine.
Really?
100%. Yeah.
No shit.
Except for, like, the Friday night or the Saturday night. And I was like, that sounds like a totally fair play.
Mm-hmm.
Because winter in Wisconsin is, like, 8 months long.
Unforgivable. Yeah.
And it's pretty difficult to just do chores and parenting the entire week. So if you can get it to where you just look forward to the weekend and just hang, let loose on the weekend, that's pretty freaking awesome, I think. It like still that counts to like 52 days a year out of 365.
Right.
So it's kind of 52 days a year that you chill. And
so wait,
what
months do you
goal.
Guys think? What months do you guys think winter is? December, January, February, March?
No, I count November.
Is That's 5 months.
November, November, December, January, February, March.
Part of April.
Part of April. So 6 months.
Sometimes all of April.
But those 6 months of winter feel like a really long time.
Yeah, for sure. Like, especially it's the last month and a half or 2 months.
Yeah. And especially when you're a stay-at-home mom. Like, so he comes home sometimes and he's like, oh, I just want to get Roxy out of the house for a little bit. And our out of the house is like, oh, we're going to go and let loose in the heated garage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's tough. It is tough, definitely. Because I was like, what would we be doing other than, like, letting loose? Because when we let loose and, like, when I say let loose, it's not even, like, getting drunk. It's just, like, not, we're just not a couple to sit and watch TV.
Yeah, right. I feel
that's,
that.
That's what it comes down to.
I don't really watch
like,
much TV anyway.
I don't like TV. I like video games, so I can do that 6 days of the week. Sure, I can do video games, but I cannot wait for my husband to come home and then look forward to sitting on the couch and watching TV. I can't do it. There's no way in hell. Like, I have to be living life all the time.
Church, I have one if you want me to go.
Yeah, rip your confession, because I'm, like, sitting here racked right now. I'm trying to think of something.
I just have to ask, did I ever confess or officially confess my ex's fiance's motorcycle incident where I tipped over?
No, not at all.
I don't believe you have.
Yeah, this is a pretty good one. I probably told a story to church before, but maybe I haven't confessed it. But so it was right after my divorce, and her boyfriend that, you know, she aligned with right away after I filed everything, was parking his bike at my house. And I wasn't uncool. I was like more happy that it was finally over. But you know, after like a week and a half or so, I got sick of him parking his motorcycle. It was not really a motorcycle. It was a fucking Ninja, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, the shit. Ninja.
Yeah, it had stickers of naked ladies and shit all over
so
it.
So he was the coolest, right?
He was so cool.
It's so cool.
I know. And I was going to say something else.
you can say it. Know. Say it.
No. It's not what you're expecting. So, so yeah, I started getting sick of his bike being in the garage. So I, church is trying to like throw me off right now.
Just like church is actually chugging wine out of a box, a giant box, like three times bigger than his head. And his head is huge.
Yeah, so. He's a big fucking melon.
So I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Sipping wine out of a spout.
He's going to debate wine with me later.
I don't know what we're talking about.
So, anyway, he's been parking it. We just filed for divorce. He was screwing my wife at the time.
Oh, okay.
And, he was parking his bike in my garage. So, you know, I'm not going to destroy someone's property. So, like, it took me about a week and I started getting sick of it. Like, I want to park in my own fucking garage. Like, I thought he was going to come and get it in a few days. So, I go to move the thing out in my extra space outside, and it falls over.
Yeah.
Knocks one of the mirrors off, and I'm like, fuck.
Oh,
well,
no.
I can explain that. His stickers got all scratched up and shit.
No
so I pick it up,
involved at all.
So I pick it up, and like I wheel it the rest of the way outside, and then it falls over on the other side and knocks the other mirror off. I'm like, fuck, I'm not going to be able to explain this. Like, me and my ex hated each other. She hated my fucking guts. Like, how am I supposed to call and explain that I accidentally knocked the mirrors?
You should have had it towed. You should have just had it towed.
Both of them.
Both mirrors. So, yeah, I called and explained it, and she didn't get as mad as I thought she did. She also didn't, like, necessarily believe me, either. And I don't think he blamed what
happened.
Yeah, because
I'm straight up imagining you just, like, karate kicking the mirrors off of
the bike. Yeah, I feel like there's more to the story here. You beat the fuck out of that bike, huh?
You sure
did. I
didn't.
I definitely
you keyed it, and you fucking kicked the mirrors off, huh?
It got what it deserved, probably, but...
Yeah,
on accident. Deserved. As karma, I guess, you know, at work.
Yeah.
Just I just underestimated how heavy the damn thing was, I think. And then I couldn't get the fucking kickstand. I thought I had the kickstand. I think that's what happened. I thought I had the kickstand the second time. But it wasn't, I guess, fully out. And it, like...
Wait, did you feel a little bit, like, if you put the, like, guilt that you initially felt, like, at the same time, like...
It wasn't overwhelming guilt.
Karma was there, right? But I know like karma was there playing a part.
You missed that. I said that already.
Oh, sorry.
You never listened to me! This is what I'm talking about. This is my life! This is my life!
There was definitely an entire situation at play there.
Yeah, no, I think it was karma had something to do with it, for sure.
Yeah.
Something about your heel slapping the mirror.
I promise I'll pay him back if I ever had, like, money laying around, and I haven't had money laying around since then.
Well, you know, you had your wife convenient. Laying around, so you
paid
back with that.
Yeah, I feel like it's payment enough.
Yeah, I feel like that's karma, straight up.
I came into money a little bit, but I put that all towards my house, pretty much.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's where it belongs.
I have a confession win, I guess, to probably counteract that. Yeah, I was going through old voicemails, as church knows, today.
I know, too.
Roxy, I should send you it. I should send you the one from church.
Oh my god, I would love that.
Eric. Well, actually, you know what? I said I'd play it on the podcast. Hold on.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. It's me as a child. Hey, do I say my name in any of them?
I don't know. You might ope here. I don't know.
You can't force an ope out of somebody. It's against the law.
Force it. I want to see it right now. Hold him down.
Duh. Don't do that.
Say it. Say my name. Say my
Uncle, you got me.
Can you hear it? Oh, church oped.
You can't do that, Graham.
You gotta mark it down, dude.
Mark it down. Church oped twice.
Getting punished. I feel like you should be too punished.
Oh. It was your voice. It wasn't my voice.
You fucking played it on the speaker. You can't do that.
You said it, not me.
I gotta say that goes to Grim. It goes to Grim.
What, angry. Roxy, you could be that our mediator. What do you think? Played. Does he get oped? Does he get a punishment?
No, me? Because if he got oped, that opens up a whole new line where, like, we can actually, like...
conspire against each other.
Yeah, blackmail people so that they get oped because they said my name. Like, that's not allowed. You get oped.
Oh, my God. I think he has to take some chugs with me, though.
I think the justice system came in swift and hard, just like my penis later tonight when I rested on your lips.
Oof. That was so graphic.
Just rest it there. Doesn't go in, just rest there.
Yep.
I'm actually covering my mouth because I'm like, nah!
I'm prepared to chug the rest of this beer if you want.
Do it. I think that's only right.
What kind of beer is that, by the way?
Hold on, he's chugging it. Sip, 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 sip.
That was nearly a full beer, too. That was good.
What kind?
Yeah.
But anyway, so I have, some old voicemails, and I saw churches, and I laughed. Actually, the first one I saw was for my grandpa, who died unexpectedly a few years ago while hunting, and, made me all emotional and whatnot. And then I ended up digging more, and I found, like, a deleted folder, and found some more, which I haven't listened to yet. I wasn't sure if I wanted to just yet. And then, I found like a bunch from my ex-wife when we actually didn't hate each other, which was really odd. And we're actually really, as you guys know, we have a really good relationship right now. Like, yeah. We're actually friends. It feels really great. And super proud of us. But that's probably my win, is we actually had like a long discussion today, you know, about different things. And you know, I feel like we came even closer together, you know what I mean, like as co-parents.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we talked for like 30 minutes about, I sent her the voicemail and she cracked the fuck up and she's like, damn, I was super gay back then. she said like a nickname. She said a nickname that we use for each other.
Oh, Lord.
And it's the worst nickname ever.
Just the fact that it was allowed back then to say I was super, or like she said that today, I was super gay.
Yeah, we call each other gay all the time.
That's such an old school term where people would be like, that's so gay.
Yeah.
We're going back to like 1990. Well,
yeah.
That was,
but yeah, we worked on things, and you know, I'm always working on myself, and we were able to talk about different things, about, you know, different things that, you know, at the time, like, she thought I could work on, and like where I've come now, and how, you know, proud of each other we are, and like we've both come a long way, and like that kind of shit, you know. So
you're not gay anymore?
No, we still call each other gay every day.
All right, you're still gay.
Yeah.
In the stupid sense.
So do the two counteract each other?
I think so. I think it's a fair trade.
That's a total fair trade. I'm ready for Church's confession, though.
Oh.
Big stare.
You've got options today. You've got options.
He's drinking sweet wine from a box.
Hey! What?
That's a confession. What? You? That is the confession.
No, that's not the confession. I've got a couple that you guys can pick. I'm going to let you. It's going to be a multiple choice here, so you could pick whatever one.
Oh, if you have more, then let me spout one more.
Oh, I'm just gonna say a couple, and then you guys can pick one of them.
Let me say the other one I had. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
I'm just gonna give you options. I'm gonna say the title of the book, and then you can pick your book, pick your poison. Tripping out my friends when I'm high. That's one book.
Maybe I didn't have another one.
Let's see here.
But I have a story for you guys. After we're done, that I think will be a riveting story.
So, forgive me,
Roxy's
Father, Mother.
Roxy's just like, what the fuck is this guy talking about?
Forgive me, Father, Mother, for I have sinned.
What's your sin, my daughter?
What is your sin, my son?
So.
I said daughter.
That's why I was so confused. I was like, wait, son?
No, I did it on purpose, because he's a little bitch.
You're going to be start... I'm going to start you in fire. That's going to be my first fucking confession. I'm going to burn you down. Your whole body. From fucking head to fucking foot.
I want to give a little, like, pre-thing. Where...
Okay.
Just so the listeners know, Church and Grimm have actually been, like, fire and ice the entire day. And I've had to watch their chat of them bitching at each other the entire day. And I literally would just set my phone down because it would be like, bleep. Please,
that's my new thing. Like, you all know I have things fighting. That I just stick to.
It's not fighting. Yeah. It's love.
Now my thing is just
them
giving church
slapping
shit.
Each other. Like,
hey, you ever see
that's kind of, yeah.
You ever see dogs that, like, kind of, like, bite each other's necks and stuff? That's what me and Grim are doing. We're biting each other's necks real playfully and kissing.
And then I'm the mom that's just like, let them go. Let them go.
We're two monkeys jerking each other off. Oh,
we're just jerking each other off in the corner, and that's how we do it. And sometimes it gets a little rough. It gets a little crazy. Yeah. Anyways, confession.
They're all crazy.
So
she's super uncomfortable now.
That's because I'm the mom with the two dogs. Yeah,
they're jerking
weird,
each other off,
but
too.
But I'm going to let it slide.
So, okay. My confession was... taking place around like the high school era of my life, and I remember I used to get high just to trip other people out on purpose. Like, that was my whole reason for getting high in high school, was to trip other people out. So, for example, we would all smoke, get in the car, and go for a drive, and I'd be the driver, right? And there'd be these intersections, one after another, you know, in any town you can go to and fucking find these, you know, intersection kind of mentality, and you're always stopping. Well, I would slow down what I was talking about and also slow down the car at the same time and trip whoever was in my car out so bad. And there was one time where I tripped a kid out so bad that was in my backseat of my car. He started to have a full-on panic attack.
Yeah, that would totally like, be me. I would literally just, like, want to kick you out of the driver's seat. Yeah.
So I would literally, and it was, it got to the point where I got so good at it, I could be in the middle of the speech and, like, slow the car and just, like, slow my voice down, and he'd be like, at the same time, like, immediately.
Bro,
it
was bro, like, bro!
Yeah, like, bro, I'd make bro, it look like the little thing in my, on my mirror, like my little tree on my mirror, was moving slower by just swerving the car a little bit from side to side, so it looked like it was going like this, and like the little fucking pendulum, and oh my god, it was
painful,
dude. I had this guy freaking out, like full bore panic attack in the back seat of my car, and I'm like, and like we stopped the car, and like I just like stopped talking, and everything froze. He's sitting there freaking the fuck out, thinking he's outside of time right now, you know?
Oh my god. I hurt because I felt all of that.
Yeah. There was another time, one other time with that same kid. We
hacked people's brains. That's how I feel about that. Is you were hacking brains.
So, this guy was sitting on a beanbag. And the guy, I mean, I look at the guy on the opposite side of him, and I'm like, look, and I like took my finger and I like kind of put it through his belt loop and then pushed it into the ground. So it made it feel like he was stuck to the ground. And so me and the guy over there both had his belt loop stuck to the ground, and we did it on purpose. And he ended up freaking the fuck out because he was stuck to the ground and couldn't stand up. Like, he couldn't fucking stand.
I would cry. I would actually cry.
Yeah. And he had no idea. Our fucking hands were, like, hooked through his belt loop and he was stuck.
That's one of those times that you're, like, crying, though, and you're laughing because nobody fucking gets it. And you're just like, I'm stuck. And you're laughing at your own stupidity because you know that's not realistic. But you're also crying because nobody's letting you go.
And what was crazy, so he didn't realize we were doing it for a good 5 minutes. He just all of a sudden realized, he's like, fuck, I'm stuck to the floor. And nobody was paying attention because they're all having their like own conversations. And then he, like, I'm sitting there trying not to chortle, like sitting next to him having my own conversation. He's just like, dude, I'm stuck to the ground. Like, he just grabs the fucking floor and he's like, dude, I can't stand up. My legs aren't working, bro. Like, just panicking. And it was fucking, it was one of the funniest moments of my life.
Graham.
What an asshole. Well, do you have a confession win to counteract your sins?
We have to, Graham, we have to actually conspire away from church to do some shit like that to him.
That's to be done up at the, up at his cabin.
He has an alter ego in his own mind that he conspires shit with. And I'm like, I can't do that by myself. I need, like, somebody to be like, we're gonna fucking get him good.
Yeah.
My confesh win.
We'll get him. We'll get him. We'll get that fucker.
We'll get that motherfucker! So, I've got a confesh win. I willingly went out of my way to assist a little old lady at work the other day, with our job, like, in pertaining to our job, but, like, she had called me, and she had no tickets or no call-outs for me, and she just called me one day, and I was just like, she had some issues with some of her electronics at her house. She called me, and I was just like, no problem, and I went over and fixed the problem. Next thing you know, I received a text message from her, and she was thanking me. She's like, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming out of your way, like, just to give me assistance. I know I'm old and I don't understand things. And I was like, oh, don't worry. It's all good. So, I like being nice to people.
You're a nice person.
No, that fucking fails. An asshole. That's nothing compared to your confession.
Hey!
Yeah, I agree.
Hey! Hey!
You come up with a punishment, he needs to be punished! Chug your wine!
5% and your confession was 75, so...
Hey! Hey, wait a second!
I think
the confession was pretty good and fair and funny. I'm still friends with that guy, and boy, he's got some stories to tell.
Look at him get all amped up. He's like, hey, I'm awesome in both areas.
Yeah, I'm a nice guy, and that was fun, hey?
Chug some wine. That's your punishment.
What?
Chug some wine.
I don't even have wine. What are you talking about?
You have a box of wine.
I don't know. There it is.
I wish I could.
It's Frenzia. It's the worst wine possible. Screenshot
whatever this entire situation.
I don't know what you're talking about.
There's no wine.
Church.
There's no wine.
Sweet is not flavor. Sugar is not flavor.
This looks like flavor to me.
Sweet red?
Yeah.
It's not flavor.
It's flavor.
Sweet wines taste the same.
It said grape wine with natural flavors. What do you know? Like,
all sweet wines sweet taste red, the same.
Like, oh, yeah.
This is some Vella Vineyards. Peter Vella Vineyards.
So if you're.
That's who we're sponsored by today. We're finally sponsored by wine.
Vella Vineyards.
We're sponsored by Peter Vella Vineyards Box Wine. Come on down, get your wine here.
They sent us this box and told us to get drunk and say stupid stuff.
I don't know what you're talking about. They didn't tell me to do nothing.
Wait, I have a story. Like an actual. Wait, do we have to pick a.
I need another beer. So if you guys can, like, pull off for 1 minute.
I have an actual conversation piece.
That guy's a fucking nerd, isn't he? God.
He's such a fucking nerd.
I didn't realize Grim was such a fucking turd nerd coming in here telling me about how fucking wine tastes. What a bitch.
That's because it's not fancy wine. You remember he's a hipster.
Yeah, fucking hipster.
Next time you pick up that box, you gotta give it a fancy name. Yeah, and then he's gonna be like, oh shit, I'm interested.
To all our listeners out there, Grimothy's just a fucking hipster. And if he doesn't like...
What? Church. So I actually got this... So I was watching... What's that show? Married at First Sight.
Oh, yeah.
And on Married at First Sight, they were all playing this, like... They give them little games to get to know each other, like, more intimately, right?
Sure.
I'm gonna tell Grim this. Do you have your earbuds in?
Yep.
All right. Sorry. I was watching this show called Married at First Sight.
Yeah.
And they were giving the couples little games to get to know each other better. So I bought one of those games for Robo and I.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I bought one of the games. And it's like relationship game, best self. And I was like, Robo, this will be super fun for us to just like play this game randomly. And then I got the game today.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I opened it and I was like, fuck yeah, let's like see like each other's like best kiss or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I opened it and I read the first question that I just pulled out of the box and it was this: how would you cope with an unexpected bill?
Damn, that's stressful as fuck.
Like, is this supposed to like get me closer to them? The next question was...
Panic.
I'm actually reading these. I picked four random cards out of this deck to share.
You're like tarot-ing tarot cards.
I didn't. I did.
Negative tarot cards.
Like, do this, but this is the second one. Tarot. Who do you see yourself surrounded by when you're old and gray? Like, bitch, if that's not me, you're done.
Shit, that's us, dog.
Yeah, like, why would they ask...
Yeah, why would they ask you that? Like,
yeah,
it's so stupid. Like, if you're in a relationship, like, that's an obvious answer. Also, we've had billions in our 6 years of marriage. We've had billions of unexpected bills that we just handled. That's it.
Yeah.
We just handled it.
Do
you know?
It, not worry about it.
It's a very weird thing to say. How would you handle
Put
that?
The account on church's like, name and call it a day.
I'd try to pay it.
No wonder!
Like, I'd try to pay it. So this was the third question. Randomly out of this deck, when or where is lack of patience a problem for us? Whoa. Like, first off, I'm impatient as fuck. And then I just take care of the shit myself. Like, that's just, like, a thing that I do. But it's the weirdest... I feel like these questions are legitimately, like, everybody needs a toke or a beer.
Yeah.
because you just handle that shit as it comes. Like, this is literally asking, like, oh, there's not a problem right now, but if there was, what would we do? It's like, that's so far from living in the moment.
Yeah.
So then here's another one. This is the last one. If I farted... How much of your... If you farted, go for that, yeah.
If I farted, what do you think it'd smell like?
Yes, exactly! I would love for that to be a question. So I promote you guys making your own deck, but this is the last question, and I was just
the Opocracy deck?
Yes!
Yeah. We'd have to re-listen to our old podcast and come up with all the stupid questions we've asked each other.
Okay, do you have Walmart plastic bags?
You guys ready for this bombshell of a last? This is the fourth card I pulled out of this deck. I didn't even read through this or anything. I pulled a fourth card just for the podcast.
So they were random? They didn't come from the front or the back or something?
No, it was totally random. So this last card.
Ooh, come from the front or the back. This last card.
How much of your self-worth is attached to work?
Jesus Christ.
I know. It's like an anvil just hits you. And it's like, how bad do you want to feel for yourself tonight?
Let's all answer that question.
Who made this deck? This feels
you guys
like
want to just answer that one.
Oh, and it's I just have a
death. You want to know why these people don't get married at first sight? Because they're not living in the moment. They're living in the past, the future, never just hanging in the moment ever.
This card deck feels like depression.
Mm-hmm. Like, the Great Depression.
Yeah, exactly. This is the card deck that triggered the Great Depression.
I bought this for like 18. Dust Bowl. I can't remember if it was $18 or $26. I bought this.
Really?
And Robo was like, God, Dust they should bowl. Have paid us $18 or $26 to throw that in the trash.
Yeah. It feels like work listening to that.
That's so bad.
I feel like they could have done a better job and made
There's
it way more
There's a sexy time
fun.
One that you can buy.
Yeah.
That's what I need. That's the one that I need.
Yeah.
Can you touch me here? How about here?
How many?
Like, tickle my
ooh, I like that. Ooh.
So I actually have a story. So this is, I guess, this might be a confession here. So there was this chick on the bus with us kids when we were younger, and she was like, well, like way more mature than we were, right? Let me clarify. And somehow somebody figured out that she sometimes masturbates in precarious scenarios, right?
Oh, damn.
So us boys,
that's a very
were like,
weird thing to figure out. I'm just saying.
Yes. Like, so one of my friends figured it out. I don't know what happened there, but we figured it out. And then it turned into this guessing game of how many fingers can be placed inside of her. Like, it became a whole game of
I feel like I don't even know this.
Suddenly regretting the fact that I gave my oldest daughter's grandma this podcast name.
You did? What did you do that for?
She said
my sister
did.
They probably didn't even listen.
She said she doesn't judge.
So this is a judgment moment here, Grandma.
Grandma.
Nothing to do with me.
What's her name?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Her name's Nana.
All right, I thought you were gonna say her real name. I was
no,
trying
it's
to trip
Nana.
You up.
This is where it gets weird. This is where children can get weird. The chick proceeded to tell everybody on the bus how many she could do, and was proud of it.
I love this chick. Yeah, go for it, girl.
I feel like that's not a good way to grow up, though.
Teach him some science.
Let me just
clarify.
She was 101. She was like definitely like super chill as fuck. Like just didn't give a fuck about anything, which is cool. But she got like real rebellious one day, and she's just like, "There, now you guys all know." And then all the boys on the bus, you know, just figuring out what vaginas are. We're
just
like
fingering out what.
Yeah, fingering out what vaginas are. We just proceed to go mouth like fucking to the floor, and we're like,
jaw dropping,
three fingers. And she like then began to just beat up on all us boys.
This is like, a bus conversation?
Yes, yes. That's why you never let your children go on the bus.
My kids take the bus, and I'm second-guessing everything. But yeah, kids,
when they get older, take them all.
You're not going to be able to prevent that.
All the time, and she's like, this kid gave me their snack. And I'm like, I'm in my heart, I'm like, I hope you didn't just like, you better give me that snack.
Yeah. Give me that.
That's Mid's personality. She would totally just be like, yeah, you should give me that if you love me. Like, oh no.
Cracker. Oh, no. Cracker was hanging out with a friend tonight at the trampoline park, and he follows around quite a bit, and like the other kids tend to get annoyed.
Oh, really?
But he put on her, like, he was playing a joke, and he started putting on her Crocs, and she, like, stamped her feet. That's not funny, Cracker! I almost said the other. That's not funny, Cracker!
That's actually
he needs to learn boundaries a little bit, I think. What did he
do when she reacted that way?
I think he was just joking around or whatever.
Yeah
but, whatever. Like, oh, okay.
Nothing serious.
All right.
But I think I had a story, didn't I? Oh, yeah. I have a story. Unless you got anything else to say, Church.
Nut.
Was that no?
No, I just said
nut.
I was training for a job way back in the day, like 8 years ago. You guys all know which job that was, but
yep.
And I probably said it a long time ago, but I'd rather not make a big deal out of it. So I'll just say a job. And
even though Grim is a total big deal.
He's a super deal.
Biggest of deals.
This was 8 years ago, so it's not my current job. No. But I was training and we had to learn medical things, and one of the things we learned about was EpiPens, and they had a box of fake EpiPens that they passed around so people could kind of like pick them up and like, you know, play around with them and kind of like get the feel of them, the weight of them, like pushing the button or like doing whatever. So the bucket comes around and I pick one out and I'm like looking at it and it looks different from all the other ones. But I'm like, okay, like it just looks different. So I slam it into my leg.
That's what she said.
And I pull it out and there's a needle. So this is a real EpiPen.
Oh.
There was a real EpiPen mixed in with the fake EpiPens. And, like, just before that, I had been playing around and, like, thinking about jamming it into my head just to be funny.
That could have fucked your shit up, bro.
I don't know. Is that designed to go through fucking bone? I don't think so, but...
I don't think so, but...
That wouldn't be... I don't think that would be funny, even if it was a fake EpiPen. No. Like, sorry about your sense of humor.
I pull it out and it's dripping and I, like, look at it and then, like, I hold it up to my table. There's, like, 6 or 7 of us. And they all just, like, are like, what the fuck? And I'm like, I, like, raise my hand. I got a real one. And, like, everyone just starts freaking out. Like, are you okay? Are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Like, I think it had stuff in it, though. So, like, we get through that. And, like, they're, like, apologetic. You're like, are you sure you're okay? I'm like, yes, I'm okay. So, like, I'm sitting there. And, like, the instructor's like, well, you know, he, at this time, would probably be feeling, you know, his adrenaline spike up, this and that. And as he's describing, like, how it would feel, was feeling that way.
Oh, no.
I was starting to feel, like, all flush and, like, all, like jacked. Like, what the fuck?
No, I need advice, guys. I need advice. So, the other day, Dank told me, she was, like, so every now and then, because her knuckles were scraped.
Yeah.
And she was, like, every now and then, like, I don't mind getting hurt. Like, it feels good to get hurt or get, like, a scrape or whatever. And I feel like that's, like, me. Because I raised her that way, because I've always been a rollerblader and stuff. And, like,
a hardcore blader.
The occasional wipeout does give, like, that spark to the heart, rush of adrenaline. You know what I mean?
I guess I understand a little bit. Like, when I got my finger cut off by a table saw, I turned and I was like, yeah! No, I didn't do that.
But, wowee!
Like, I always want to be like, I'm sorry, I'm not making like a crazy person, but she scraped her knuckles, and like, I totally got it, because the day before she said that, I was riding bike, and I was like, trying to do the no hands thing, At 31, you probably shouldn't do the no hands thing and, like, risk the, you know, the wheel turning and you just wipe out hardcore. But it was just, like, an interesting moment where she was like, I like the occasional rush. And I'm like, this is where it gets, like, to where advice comes, because I feel like kids nowadays are so sheltered to a point, you know? Like, back in the 80s, kids would ride bike down massive hills with no helmet, and...
Yeah.
You know, like, there's all this crazy stuff going on where I get where she's just like, let me live, you know what I mean?
Well,
so
I
she scraped her knuckles, and I was just like, yeah, dude, wipeouts do feel okay sometimes, because when I was riding my bike, I was like, dude, if I wiped out right now, that'd be nostalgic.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to think. I'm not opposed to it at all. I think, like, that just means she's...
It's a little bit, you know, of... Not, you're just loving life and living, and...
She doesn't instantly get up and cry, like...
No,
it's such
not
a big
at all.
Deal.
Not
yeah,
at all.
That's great.
She's the toughest chick. And I think that came up in a video game, or Overwatch, or whatever, that I was playing the other day, is just that masculine, feminine balance. Is that I have three girls, but... I have a totally, like, I personally feel like I have a great balance with masculine and feminine energy.
Okay.
Where, like, I can get my hair done, nails done, whatever, but I have the masculine energy.
And then you could take a,
like,
shit with the door open on a different day.
Yeah, somebody could punch me in the face and I'd be like, let's go. Wait, what? What'd you say?
Take a shit with the door open.
Take a shit with the door open on a different day?
Not a chance in hell.
I'm a man!
That's the feminine energy, yeah. But I feel like masculine feminine energy is such a real thing.
Yeah. I feel like masculine energy contains a lot of chaos. Chaos, like, filled. Like,
is that why I want to murder you all the time?
You fucking always threaten to kill... if I die ever at any point and it looks like a murder,
no,
you know
I'm
who to
blanking
blame.
This out. Oh, this,
right
this,
after
no,
Grimm. Right after Grimm.
No,
I just want to clarify. This is on podcast. Go right after him because he's the main sussy baka over here. See, you hear that? That's him thinking
that's
about
what
it
I was
right
doing.
Now.
You didn't say the magic word. You didn't say the. From Jurassic Park.
Oh yeah.
You didn't say the magic word. Please, God damn it!
So yeah, the knuckle thing. I think it was like very minor compared to Church's rat against the building.
Okay, that's not bad. I mean, hurts. The rat against the building is the worst.
I think get what she's talking about, and I think
you've ever made up for that.
I even got a text or whatever from my cousin, and she was like, is my kid the only one that wants her nails gel polish? And I was like, I mean, like, I just want mud baths 24/7, so.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think that she has an awesome talent with a feminine energy, but, like, I really I think, have to increase my feminine energy a little bit. I have a pretty decent.
So when you just said mud bath, it gave me a memory flashback to when I was just a wee little lad and I was playing in a sandbox behind our house. I got this bright idea. Hey, why don't we lift up and see what's underneath the sandbox?
Mm-hmm.
There was an entire family of moles living beneath the sandbox. And
if you hurt them, I will literally come through the screen and kill you.
So he put them in a bag and slammed them.
Right.
And then so I took them, put them in a Walmart plastic bag, and stomped on the bag until all of them
were
dead.
Don't do this. Don't do this. What did you actually do? Because I love moles. I have a seriously, like, large heart space for moles.
They're like Diglets.
Yes!
All right, you guys ready?
They're so to themselves. They don't hurt anything.
Time to get fucked up. I took the moles out. I took the moles out with some gloves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I was wearing gloves, so there would be no sign of a crime.
Okay.
All right. I took them about 25 feet to the high grass.
Yeah.
And then I got down on my hands and knees.
Yeah.
With a shovel.
No. No.
And let them go free.
Oh my God! Yes.
I actually did that hit.
You got hit the dump button right then.
What was the shovel for, you son of a bitch?
Yeah, I let them go free in the high grass so that I didn't disturb their home. Oh, I mean, I disturbed their home. I lifted it up, so I just let them go.
What was the shovel for?
Oh, I was going to bury their dead bodies after I chased them through the high gas and stomped on them.
You sick fuck! I'm sick fuck!
I'm joking.
Dude, I don't even go to the fucking zoo anymore.
Did you know what? Actually, my dog got a mole last summer.
Because I couldn't catch him.
She got a mole, and I made her drop it. I grabbed her by the neck, and I was like, drop it! Yeah. Drop it!
They're really delicate.
And it was, yeah, and she heard it enough, and I actually, we made a little grave for it. And yeah. That's where, like, my kids learned about, like, death or whatever was from that mole. And I fucking love moles. They are so beneficial to the ecosystem in general. They're amazing. I bet. Yeah.
Dude, I don't even go to the zoo anymore just because it's like an animal prison.
Yeah. Dude, I don't like going to the zoo, really.
No, dude. It's kind of depressing. Like, some of the animals don't seem to care too much, but...
I feel like most of the animals in zoos are rescues, though.
You might be right.
If they're rescues, like, that's great. I guess, yeah, like just in general.
Like, an owl that, like, had a wing that was broken and they
yeah, that's it now. Fair.
So, like,
yeah, I really support that.
I don't think zoos are, like, the torture chambers that they're necessarily made out to be, because nobody goes into the field of zoology to hurt animals. That's just not a thing.
No.
Yeah. Except at SeaWorld, where they keep them in little fucking tanks.
Yeah, those are demons controlling that place.
SeaWorld straight is up like demons. The Facebook of zoos.
Yeah.
Yeah. SeaWorld is fucking gross, dude.
Yeah, they're Anywho. Demons. You've ever seen
deer hunting, though? Yeah. Deer hunting is absolutely necessary, though. Nobody can convince me that deer hunting, management.
The coolest thing about deer hunting,
managing
though,
the herd.
I've gone deer hunting with the rifle and everything, got a deer, gutted that thing. To be fair, I just wanted the warmth from the body because it was so fucking cold.
You want to climb in that motherfucker like
I
a tauntaun.
I totally wanted to wear a shirt.
Yeah.
But deer hunting, definitely. I'm very, like, I guess, like, I don't want to say Native American, because Native Americans are Native Americans, and I'm not Native American, but I'm very, like, thank you spiritual. For this, thank you for this, I want to use every single piece of this, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. I think every time I shoot a deer, I don't say a prayer, but I sit there and, like, you know, give my respects,
reflect
I guess.
A little bit. Yeah, you reflect a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a pretty spiritual process, I think.
They tell me to wait, like, when I grew up, like, they're like, wait 10 or 15 minutes, you know, before you go out there after you shoot it.
Yeah.
I go out there right away so I can, like, finish the job as quick as possible.
Right.
If I don't get it down on the first shot. Like, this last year, it was one and done. Like, within 2 minutes, it was dead.
Right.
Yeah. It was great. That was ideal. Yeah. The ideal situation.
You want to hear what I did when
don't
I...
don't get, like, a one shot out of it. Right through the kill zone. The way zone. That it was, like, broadcast to me as a child was that it was, like, this is a super fun, like, let's play cards, let's drink beer kind of thing. And I was just, like, when I was out there in the stand, I shot it, it walked a little bit, and it died. And I got no rise out of it, and I think that's kind of how it should be.
Yeah there's cracker, not really...
If you get... meat or whatever for your family, that's one thing, but it's definitely never just an enjoyable experience.
No, I'm not a trophy hunter. I don't use bait or anything. I just let what happened happens. Cracker gets upset at the idea of hunting. I think I was the same way, where I think I remember crying to my dad once about, like, shooting deer.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't think that's such a good idea. And he like explained it to me, and it's the same way I explain it to my son now. I'm like, well, if we don't shoot the deer, then there's less food for them all when winter comes around, and lots of them end up starving to death. And it's also a chronic wasting disease management as well. The DNR like to get samples and see if it's spreading. Less people die in car accidents, you know, if people hunt and thin the herd a little bit, because there's less car accidents. Like,
yep.
It's not just, you know, I want to go out there and shoot something, you know. I go out there and have a drink or smoke some weed or whatever.
You know, Robo actually told me a fact tonight, and he said that he looked up the population of the USA versus the amount of land.
Oh, he told me this fact, too. I heard this fact. I love this fact. And he said,
if there was land for every person in the USA, every single person would get 5 acres.
Not like which everybody, like, yeah, yeah. If that's everybody,
super legit.
Yeah, like the amount of people in the U.S. to acreage, we could all have 5 acres technically.
Right. Huh.
Yeah, because there's like,
I mean, I guess that makes sense. There's fucking 300 million people, you know.
Yeah.
Right, but yeah. Everybody
that, that doesn't seem like that so much,
catastrophic,
though.
Catastrophic, but like, there's this thing also. Like, I have a huge faith in like, I'll just say it. Like, you can call it God, spirit, whatever. Everything's meant to be. Everything that is meant to be will be, etc.
Right.
But I have this big faith in like all of that stuff, that things will be taken care of, and we're all meant to be, and we all have massive purpose. We're all important. And but the media makes it seem like everything's dying. There's too much of us. There's craziness all over the world. But you know, I've always felt in my heart that everything's going to be okay. Like,
yeah,
I have this utopia vision. And I feel like that's something that I could never let go, is that utopia vision. I just won't let go.
Yeah. Well, and like, so like when they talk about like population density for the entire world, right, we're already past the peak of it, and we're like, we fluctuate.
So wasn't that the baby boomers though?
Yeah. So that was like big.
What happened to the baby boomers? Like, now they're passing away, and now they're spreading this fear of that there's too many of us, but actually, the largest population that we've ever been is actually declining.
Yeah, we've declined in the last like several years, and like, yes, the population size is going up, sure. But the size of its growth is shrinking dramatically. And like every year there's less children born and so on and so forth. And that's not necessarily a good thing, especially if we want to see evolutionary like technology come out and like continuously be producing new things. You know what I mean? But it also could have a play with us living longer as well. That might be a reaction of our age getting longer. You know what I mean?
You know what Dank asked me the other day?
Mm-hmm.
She asked me, she said to me, because my head was on the counter. Like, I'm talking like face down on the counter. I was exhausted. I was tired. I had mommed as hard as I could mom that day. And she was like, I don't know why anybody would have kids. And because she is like, hell no. Because she sees me go through mom stuff. And I was like, I looked up at her and I was, first off, like, Dank, like, you know, first off, it hurts my feelings when you say that when I'm at my lowest point, which isn't that low, to be fair, because we have food, we have shelter, it's all good. Mm-hmm. But my head's on the counter and I'm just tired, and she says that, and I look up at her and I'm like, you know why I had kids? You know why I had 3 kids? Like, not necessarily 3 girls, because I didn't get to pick that. I just got 3 girls, mm-hmm. like, by luck of the draw. But I was like, I had 3 kids because I knew that I would have 3 kids and care every single day.
Yeah.
I knew that I could have 3 and I would have energy for it, because I'm a very energetic person. But I looked at her and I was like, I had 3 because I knew that I would care. And you know the people that should have kids? The people who want to care about those kids.
And take, like, actually do it, you know?
Like, yeah, I didn't have a baby because, like, oh, I just want a baby.
Yeah.
You know, I knew that Robo and I, our marriage, was strong enough to go through the hell and back to be able to come out of it. And we had the 3 kids. And she was like, I guess I never thought about it that way. And I was like, yeah. And if you don't want kids, that's fucking awesome, too. Because, you know, you get... You don't have to put your head down on the fucking counter at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and just be like, why
did it's I do so this painful to myself?
And you get freedom, and that's really cool too. So it's nothing about it, but
it was, you know, just, what?
Do want to promote having kids too, because if you feel like your soul is strong enough to like go through just giving a shit, I feel like that's what having kids is about.
Well, I was thinking about it. I think every person's got like their escape hatch when it comes to their children, whether it's like letting out the dog or like going yeah. and taking a shit on the toilet. Your yep. escape hatch.
It's a, it's a nap you know? For me.
Mine's been a Pokemon nap. Go for the last, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah, let's go for a fucking ride. Get in the car.
I got home today, took a 45-minute nap.
It's a grounding oh, yeah. thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Because the kids are always, go, 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 go. You need that, like, moment of, like, fuck off! Like, I'm trying to exist.
They're definitely wild. You have to have something, like...
Yeah.
Even, like, a lot of people, it's going to a job. Like, that's cool, too. Yeah. It's just, you need something.
For yeah. sure.
To break up the monotony.
Question for you guys, if you're interested.
Nope.
Shoot.
You might like it.
Nope.
What would you say is your most controversial opinion? Or opinions?
Oh, fuck.
My most controversial opinion?
We're breaking out the cancel card. This is
the color gray is actual bullshit.
It doesn't have to be political issues. It could be like me, like I think Friends is a terrible show.
I don't disagree at all.
Cancel card.
You don't agree?
It bores the fuck out of me. Yeah.
Oh, you agree with me?
Yeah, I agree.
Those
people are fucking. Yeah, that show is not funny.
I'm gonna just clarify.
Pisses me off. Monica pisses me off. What's that guy?
They're all sociopaths.
Ross pisses me off.
Chandler?
The only person I like from Friends is Chandler. He's my favorite.
I don't like Ross. Oh, Ross oh. just looks Hate like Ross. A turd.
Simp.
Ugh. Total I don't simp. Like him. I don't like Friends, actually, at all.
Me either.
Chich religiously watches that show. And I...
Don't get it.
I cannot stand it. I mean, I get it. I've watched the show several times, over and over and over again.
Whoa.
But I only like shows that I actually get, like, educational things to my life out of.
You want to hear something?
I watch shows like that. Like, I watch How I Met Your Mother. And,
I'm about
like,
to say something. Theory. I'm about to say something. I don't what? Like How I Met Your Mother either.
Fuck you. Great show. Fucking what do you hate it. About it? What do you hate about it?
The whole damn show. It's just Friends 2.0.
No, it's not. It's, yes, it's nothing like it.
Hell yeah.
Nothing like it.
They do the same Hell bits yeah. in it than they do yeah. in Friends. And I know because I've watched them both. Back to back to back, baby. Like,
And you say you're not a fan. Interesting.
I'm not a fan of either of them.
Yeah, so. You've watched them back to back to back to back.
Because I've been forced to. I have been forced.
Forgive you, son, for you are a sinner!
I am not a sinner. But 'tis only my soul.
Big Bang Theory? Do you guys watch that one?
I'm a something. I'm a...
I tried.
The new all-time low CD. That's a very good CD.
You want to know a show I do like? Grim?
Yeah, sure.
New Girl. It's better than both of them.
Hell yeah!
New Girl is the best of them. Or yeah. The Office. Come on,
the slap bet thing and How I Met Your Mother was pretty funny.
The what part?
The slap bet.
I feel like I'm being forced right now. I feel like I have to rewatch How I Met Your Mother because I haven't seen that in years.
Don't put characters on us. Church and Chich are not Marshall and Lily. And you
Grim,
and
you are 100% from New Girl. You are who's the pretty guy?
Fuck.
Who's the
not
guy?
Coach?
What?
Winston. 100%.
No, not Winston.
Winston. He's Winston.
No, the one that's married to Cece.
Schmidt. Yes.
Schmidt. He is Schmidt. He
you're
is so Schmidt,
Schmidt. Grim. Grimothy.
Is that a good or a bad thing?
If anything, yes. You'd be Coach Church because you are so yeah, like down to earth, level headed. The
who me?
And then Robo.
Wait, did
and
you just
I
say his name?
Clearly, oh. Zoe.
No,
and
she
Nick.
Said Church. Zoe and Nick.
Yeah, Robo and I are 10 out of 10. Zoe and Nick.
I definitely like the Winston card. Winston's fun. Yep.
I was told my celebrity lookalike recently.
What was that?
The bartender dude, Kevin from Shameless. Is it Kevin?
Oh, yeah. You told us about that on the podcast.
Oh,
once.
Did I? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
What are your controversial opinions?
Controversial opinions?
No, we already said that. That's totally it.
I don't...
Oh, yeah. You guys have to come up with one.
Ooh. Okay.
I already said controversial. Wait, color gray. It's bullshit. It's on HGTV. It's on every single show ever. It's the color literally been for the past like 3 years. I'm sorry, what?
The color gray.
Oh, gray what? Walls, white baseboard.
She That's doesn't like the color gray. Grim.
You don't understand.
How are you not picking this up?
Like, I get it, but like, that's so like left field. Like,
it pisses me off.
We all hate colors.
Because I took like multiple interior design classes, and we did color psychology as to what colors, like orange, can help boost your metabolism. Yellow can increase happiness. Blue is calming. Green is earthy and grounding.
Beige. What about poop brown?
Gray is literally sterile. But wait, gray is sterile. It's sterile environment. It's hospital territory. And every fucking house, when they started amplifying this on HGTV and everything, it was gray walls, white baseboard, and then the new thing was vinyl plank gray flooring. And everything is that. But if you live in that,
wow,
in Wisconsin for like 7 months straight, you will
not like my thing. Fucking floor is vinyl plank gray or anything.
Yeah, because whoa, it's promoted as being the best. Yeesh.
I wanted the gray. I'm a psychopath, remember?
Yes. He did say that earlier. He's crazy.
You're not a psychopath, you're just a man, so you don't have a woman touch in your house. So like, you literally just went like, yep, that's the best one.
I did not. I wanted gray when I went there.
Bullshit. I swear to God.
That's not bullshit.
If it wasn't advertised, it wouldn't be a thing. I swear to God.
You don't want any
like warm colors in your house?
No, I'm not you. I'm not all bright and fluffy all the time.
There's a fight happening.
I'm not all bright and fluffy and positive all the time.
And I totally agree that like we can have different perspectives because I know I'm extreme on this side, but I need personality in my house, and gray does not do it.
There's less personality when church enters your house.
That was painful.
When
my
I was
heart
pregnant,
hurts now.
I actually almost had panic attacks. Just to further our trend of giving each other shit. I'm not kidding.
Wait, what?
Now I don't give a shit, but.
Green and browns are nice for houses, I think.
Yeah.
Those are the best. Only.
Oh, you a fucking Packers fan?
I said green and brown, like gray, not like yellow, taupe. You dingus.
It's green gold, you fuck.
Hey!
You, some.
Anyways, I just wanted to yell there.
Church, what's your controversial opinion?
All right, get ready to bleep it. All right,
okay,
because this needs to be bleeped. This is an ope.
You have to chug your beer then.
I'm drinking wine.
Then you have to chug your wine, your sweet wine that tastes like sugar.
Which brings me to my confession. Or not my shit. Confession. My
controversial perspective.
I think that dry wine is for fucking chumps.
Fuck you.
Just drop the mic.
I like that little bitter dry end.
I don't. I think it's for old people.
What you're drinking right now? Dry wine.
No, this is sweet. It tastes like sugar.
It doesn't taste like
sugar.
It's literally
Wait. Juicy, Roxy like sugar wine juice, or
juicy juice adult size?
Yeah. Thank you. It's childish.
It's a giant juice box, bro. Come at me. Don't you get
things. Oh yeah, you're like in your 20s still.
Yeah, let me clarify. Yeah, let me just clarify here, if you will. Imagine for a second that you're back on the playground, right? Close your eyes. Everybody. Yep. All of you. All of my patrons here. Close your damn eyes, Grim.
All right. Closing my eyes.
Close them!
Right. Fuck off.
Dude, I'm going to pee in your mouth.
Do it.
Okay.
My eyes are open, but you can't see them.
To imagine something other than gray.
Yeah. Imagine here.
I'm going to smack you.
On the playground. You're on the playground, and you're hanging out with
some... Smack you and you fucking slow smack you.
And you got yourself a giant juice box. Well, let me just tell you. we're on the playground, and I'm drinking my giant juice box.
It's got alcohol. High C or Capri Sun? I need to know.
Well, it's red wine, so it's Capri Sun for sure. Okay, I didn't get the orange flavored.
You didn't have to stick a straw in it, though.
No, I don't have to. It shoots into my mouth. It literally shoots into my mouth because gravity.
Nut.
I like when stuff shoots in my mouth.
Get with the fuck.
At high speed. And that's what I like. And sometimes I like it when it's warm. Tastes good.
I'll buy a wine to change your opinion. Don't worry.
I won't taste your garbo wine.
I just had like this thing. I don't know if people heard that. I'm thinking they did. But do you guys? Did you guys know that your peeing nerve is connected? Like it's the same nerve that tells you when you're cold.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You gotta pee, huh? I super have to pee. So I went.
Okay.
All right.
Go pee.
Yeah. Run.
When you come back, I'm gonna read the internet's most controversial opinions.
Ooh. Yeah.
Just like three or four of them, like ones that I think are interesting.
All right, now we gotta talk all the shit, because she talked shit before.
Yeah, that motherfucker.
Yeah, she's going pee right now, like a girl.
She's going to shit with the door open, like a bitch.
Oh, wow, she probably is taking a big poop.
Yep, right to
block. Watch out, toilet.
Oh, she forgot toilet paper. She's got skid marks everywhere.
Yes. All right. Controversial opinions. I'll just start because I can. Sick of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. At this point, who's not aware of breast cancer?
Wait, that's a thing? Breast Cancer Awareness Month?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Who's sick of that?
I'm reading controversial opinions from the internet.
Okay. I want to hear the last one.
Sick of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. At this point, who's not aware of breast cancer? That's a controversial opinion someone has on Reddit.
Yeah, that was the thing back in the day where they were like, let's talk about testicular cancer.
Somebody said, we shouldn't be sending everyone to college. Not everyone is cut out for it. Not everyone is smart enough. And not everyone will get much out of it.
I totally agree with that. I think that it's overrated and some people should follow their heart. That's where I go with that. Is that some people should definitely follow their heart and not what mommy and daddy are like, you have to do this.
Yeah. There's a good 50-50% of the entrepreneurs and famous people that we see on TV every day. There's a good 50-50 that do go to college and don't go to college. So I'm thinking we're pretty equal. I mean, you might got fucking
a butterfly field when you grow up. Make a fucking butterfly field and then have people come and visit it. You get donations for that. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Hey man, I'm not judging you because you wanted to become a cat biologist, but
yeah,
I didn't. So
I just saw a video today with 200,000 views of somebody just making a post-nuclear disaster town out of cardboard boxes.
What the fuck?
She's getting paid to just play with cardboard and paint it.
Really?
I think it's just being you is what gets you money, and that's not gonna lie. That's why I love this podcast, is because I don't think we can do anything else other than be us.
Yeah, probably. Well, and here's the thing, I feel our personalities can be fully put on display through Twitch and stuff like that. I feel we're mildly limited on here. I think that video gaming and stuff like that, that's where our real personalities come out. That's when the big series come. You know?
I think this is definitely where our real personalities come out. And then fact that we do this every single day. Because we're doing this one day a week.
I know.
We actually like this every single fucking day.
Well, think about it. When we're playing games, we're never this much conversational. We're never back and forth this much.
Because
we're literally carrying on a conversation for an hour and a half when we do this. When we're playing games,
be straight. Sometimes on a Tuesday, I'm pretty boring.
She's very boring on Tuesdays specifically.
Me and Church are fine, but she's really fucking boring.
It gets to Tuesday and she's just like, nah.
Okay, so I have the next one and then I have a comment that I want to read with it. So hold on. being a member of certain professions does not automatically make you a hero. Your acts make you heroic, not your clothing.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
And somebody that says, I agree. I don't see how someone getting a free college education for keeping Humvee tires at some base in North Carolina at the appropriate pressure for 2 years makes them a hero.
He's so cute.
Jesus Christ.
And like the worst part is like I feel the same way, I guess. I mean, I think everybody technically would. Yeah, just wearing the clothes and doing the thing doesn't make you a hero. But like there's this guy that shows up to pick his son up at school and sometimes he wears a military uniform, but he's like, I'm not judging. He's overweight. Like, there's no way he's running in and like saving people from fucking burning buildings or shooting at terrorists or anything. Like,
no, he's probably just the guy that hires them. He's the ones that recruits them into the cult of, you know, the
army. No, he's wearing a military uniform when he comes to pick up his son.
Yeah, he's a recruiter, probably. He probably is a recruiter.
Like, I know Robo was in the military, and he fucking hated it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, he's definitely, like, if he can, like, not say he's in the military every chance he gets, he will not say it.
Right. Yeah. And I respect that even more than someone going,
he
I'm a vet.
It was the hardest time of his life because he actually went into it hoping that he just, like, that's it. Here I am. Right. Let's go.
Yeah.
And
I respect old school vets because they had to do shit differently. They literally had to go in and, like,
certain,
risk
like,
their fucking lives like none other.
That I give utmost props to, and Robo is definitely one of them because he doesn't give himself props, but I definitely give him props. But
right.
Then there's the other ones that never did a damn thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then they just
they're the ones demanding, you know? The props,
so,
yeah.
And it, but, like, to be fair, though, that's the same thing for anybody in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what pisses me off?
There are people that
even
do
more?
Anything, and they're like, they hype it up, and I just never want to be the person that hypes myself up. And I think
do you know what pisses?
On the same page there.
Stolen valor.
Oh yeah,
so stolen valor,
dude. Like people wearing military uniforms that were never in the military.
That's insane. That's
dude.
Actual insanity.
And, like, there's tons of videos on YouTube where there's, like, vets calling people out, like, dude, what the fuck? Like, this is not how this should be. This is not how this should be.
Right.
You're not in the fucking military. What's your whatever?
Yeah.
And, like, they're just, like making excuses and shit.
Right.
Like,
and that's where
yeah,
like,
that makes
Robo's
me
told
chuckle.
Me before, like, we go into a restaurant or whatever, and he'll actually just be like, that guy was in the army. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
How do you know? He's like, you can just tell. And
so
he has like this, it's not like a visual thing, it's not a judgment thing, but it's an energetic thing.
Yeah. You can feel it.
I posted a controversial opinion. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
What?
Me?
Were you guys done?
Yeah. You got
it. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought I interrupted you totally. Okay.
No, no,
so
no.
I posted, like, a year or two ago, I posted a controversial opinion, I think, in that forum or somewhere, like, in a forum that's dedicated for that on Reddit.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of hate for it.
Really?
I'm trying to think of the exact wording, but, like, it was something about, like, women who get a sugar daddy, like, buying expensive cars and shit when they should be using the money to like help their children.
Sure.
Because
yeah.
I lived across the street.
Fuck
when
yeah.
I lived in my last house, I lived across the street from someone who had a sugar daddy. He would show up like once or twice a week in like this fucking decked out Mercedes G-Wagon.
Mm.
And you could tell he was like in his late 40s or something. And like, I don't care. Like, I don't care if people have sugar daddies, but like, she bought herself a Mercedes and, like, is getting, like, Amazon packages delivered every day and, like, living this fucking lifestyle. And it was, like...
See, I never feel any animosity to that because, like, is it really happiness? Like, you do what you do.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
She had a kid and I'm, like, I feel like she's not... She could probably be saving that money for his college or, like, doing some other shit. I don't know.
Right.
It'll work out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, but what if that's
a
not...
lot of people disagreed with me, but they're mostly, like, women. who probably had a sugar daddy at some point.
Like, dropped a minnow into a shark tank.
Yeah, that was.
I'm like
that's. What
I was like, yeah, I was like, damn, I would have a sugar mama like if I could, you know, but I would probably be doing something more productive with that money, like trying to start a business or. Or they got so pissed, dude. Like
I feel Roxy's energy fucking... just getting like fire over here. She's like, I'm gonna fucking kill him. I'm gonna fucking murder this dude.
It's not fire. It's just that nobody's better or worse than anybody else, and like everybody's going through the growing process. So you can't ever tell somebody you should be doing this because you know what's gonna happen. They're not gonna fucking do that. They're gonna get pissed off, and they're gonna find it in their own time.
I didn't tell anybody this. It's just like
something he wrote. I think that
I think that people can make better choices with their money. Is like
to you boil can make it down better to... choices where you put your words.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Because you put that into that chat, and it was a useless phrase that went to a useless abyss. And that's how I feel about Facebook.
No, like, it like was the Reddit. If
you put any opinion out there, it's just...
Oh, it was like... Just
it was the subreddit for controversial opinions.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. So
I didn't just throw it up anywhere.
So it was looking for it.
So it was looking
for like, it's a place where you're supposed to be able to put controversial opinions.
She think I ripped the shreds?
Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Definitely put it because...
Thank you. That's all I'm saying.
People definitely go against the grain, yeah.
Oh, he did. He got ripped to shreds.
Yeah.
They were assholes. Awesome, I responded to every comment.
Did like, you respond to every comment?
I did. I got wrapped up into it.
Because you're going into a space where you're like, I'm going to go against the grain. You're going to get everything else.
You're supposed to put controversial opinions there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys remember? Dude, I bet you that's what everyone's there for.
That was hilarious.
That's what everyone's supposed to be there for.
Okay.
What if I put on there?
Wrong page there. Okay.
What if I went on there and I put like a
red?
What if I went on there and put on a controversial opinion that rats don't have lives? Like there's no soul there.
Exactly.
Dude, that reminds me. There's this TikTok where this guy is like driving his boat on the ocean, and he like takes TikToks of him throwing trash in the ocean. Dude has no fucking soul. Doesn't give a shit about anything.
Oh my god, that's the most badass fucking dude on the face of the planet.
He's wearing sunglasses, just looking at the camera. He takes an empty can. Just whips it over those back boys.
Say what the fuck ever, dude. Someone will clean it up eventually.
So get this.
There's hundreds. You know how, done that like, hundreds of times.
Spirituality says that we create our own reality, right? That's a thing.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
And then there's the Schrodinger's or whatever with a cat in the box.
The Schrodinger cat, yeah.
Yeah, so then like you talk about like the garbage that goes to wherever. I was like, what if the garbage actually disappears?
It just, boop, just disappears. Like,
what if we're not, like, what if it's actually disappearing and people are just like, they're gaslighting us beyond belief. Like, you throw
there's
stuff
a trash
out,
island, Roxy.
And then you watch Hoarders,
you're very
and you're like,
sensitive.
We throw 17 tons.
Yeah, he's like, oh, that's my 17 tons.
Like, I don't know whether to be happy about that or, like, you just, like, took all this stuff and, like, people could use that.
Dude, that's fucking, I don't usually laugh at, like, really important stuff,
no.
like littering into the sea, but that for whatever fucking reason made me die of
laughter. I of course laugh, but like you can laugh and like be annoyed at someone's behavior at the same time. Like people, the far left doesn't really realize
that. Yeah, like I just imagine this dude.
I resent that guy.
Yeah, just flying through the ocean at full fucking speed, and he throws a fucking soda can straight up into the air, and it just goes zoom. Right off the back of his boat, like...
You guys know that I actually see Robo driving that boat with his shades on, just being like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Literally, that's what it looked like.
Yeah. I don't give a single fuck.
America! Like, looking like America.
Yes.
I know that
when... In his fucking America shorts.
I know that when I pee... I that's how I feel when I pee, is like I'm like very reckless, and so like a lot of times while I'm fishing on a boat, I'll just piss off the side of the boat, and if there's somebody staring at me from 125 feet away and just seeing the Dinkelman flow, that's how I feel in that moment, you know. I just don't give a fuck, you know.
Yeah,
Grim? What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I'm looking at more controversial opinions.
I was gonna say that could be a wrap.
Oh, I got one.
Oh,
just as long as you're not morally committing wrongdoings, there's no reason to dehumanize prostitution.
That's fair.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. That's super fair.
Yeah, sex, assisted suicide should be legal in all 50 states.
Sex for money. I think that's kind of an art. Like, you're putting yourself in Costa Rica.
In Ecuador, it's government regulated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dehumanize, like, and isn't dehumanize like take make it a business rather than, like, you know what I mean?
That's fascinating. Did you guys hear my last one? Assisted suicide should be legal in all 50 states.
I actually agree with that as well.
I agree.
I agree to the point of.
But I don't think, like, for real, if anybody wants to, like, reach out on chat or anything and, like, talk to me, so, like, this is a flip side. Like, if anybody wants to reach out and they're, like, lonely or anything, Roxy will talk to you.
Let me clarify here. For real. I want to clarify where suicide. I'm talking, like, there's guidelines for it. You're at the fucking absolute bitter end. Like, there's nothing left for you here. Yeah. And when you talk to a shrink or a therapist, they deem it okay. Like, that far gone. Like, there's
my 104-year-old great-grandmother looked at me as she was laying in her bed.
Passing away?
No. Yeah. She was alive. Totally. And alive. Just miserable. And she asked.
I took care of a 104-year-old, so I totally get this.
She said she wished she was dead.
Yeah.
To my face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I worked in nursing homes for a long time, and they definitely pumped them full of pills to keep their body alive, but their spirit was
just gone.
A good portion of the time. No, not gone. 75% gone. It would just revisit. It would revisit and be like, I'm here.
Oh, that's like dementia? Yeah.
And then it would go. Yeah, it would come and go, and there was one foot in the door and most of their body out the door.
Right.
And then, but like, they were making money every single day. I'm talking thousands of dollars off of that person.
Right.
You know? So it's literally just like a money pit. So.
Yep.
So that's the only reason that I would say that I'm into that. But if somebody, like, as far as, like, suicide goes, that's not where I would say that.
Yeah. No, it's like more so along the lines of helping people out of this existence.
Their physical body has.
Before the suffering.
It's done. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there's, like, points where people have to go through, like, pancreatic cancer, for example. Their body has to suffer a tremendous amount of pain prior to death. And you're basically in shock for the time until death, you know, for a good 3 to 2 weeks, 3 days to 2 weeks.
Part of that, though, is that part of your soul, like from what I've experienced in my being, is that part of your soul is out.
Right.
Yeah. So if that's the case and somebody's keeping somebody alive, etc., part of your soul does have a free space. Like.
Yeah.
I've experienced, like, my own grandma, who's not passed away yet. I've experienced her visiting me.
Yeah.
And she has dementia going on and stuff. I've experienced her visiting me, debating whether to go to the light or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I was just an observer. So I was just like, all right. She's just, like, thinking about it. Yep. But she was miserable in her life here. But when I saw her, when she visited me, she was more so just like, I'm scared. I don't know if I'm ready to go yet. And it was a very different feel. So, like, dementia, yes, it can be scary. It can be awful. It can be horrible. And my heart goes out to everybody who has experienced that, etc. But there is a point of freedom where your consciousness is not connected to your physical being anymore.
Right. So it's not like a pure suffering of forgetting.
Yeah, it's not a pure suffering 24/7. Like, there is, like, a little bit of in and out. And from my experience, God doesn't do that to his people. People do that to people, though.
I feel like people have things to they feel like they need to do or feel like they need to say.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why a lot of important shit gets said right as people are about to die. Is yeah. Because, like, they know it's coming.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Some part of their metaphysical being can feel that.
Yeah.
What, like, with my grandpa just passing recently, like, the story goes, he found out he got pancreatic cancer. And then, like, it just came on, like, from Christmas to now and just killed him. Like came in. Gone immediately, you know what I mean? Which is good. I don't want to say that's a bad thing.
2 feet in and then jump out.
Yeah. Now, he was a quick, you know, like, cancer death. Like, it came and it was done. It did its job and left, basically, right?
Sure.
And he died, you know, but, like that's a good way to go. Instead of, like, the long 10 years of suffering and then you finally go, you know?
Yeah.
Like, comparatively. Sure. And I agree, so, like.
But either is fine. And, like, the way that I see it is just everything is as it's supposed to be.
Well, there's factors like grandkids and different things
like,
you want
to. The way that I want to push is that there's never a fear factor. Like, you are right. Always where you're exactly supposed to be.
You're right. Like Joe Rogan. Fear is not a factor for you.
Does Joe Rogan say that? I've never. Like, I think I've watched him once.
He ran the show Fear episode, Factor.
But,
yeah, he oh, ran.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I have another controversial opinion to read.
Do it.
What?
Sorry.
Oh. I'm a dude with ginger hair. If I ever post about it or post a pic of myself, the comments are always the same. Stupid shit about no soul. We should be exterminated. I don't know why that's considered more acceptable than making the same jokes about black people or Asians. But it apparently is, so my opinion is that it shouldn't be. The controversial opinion is that it should be treated the same as racism. Do you guys think ginger people have no souls? Let's start off with that.
No.
I agree. They have no soul.
You actually? Are you serious?
No.
Okay, I just had to clarify for the listeners. Not for me, I swear.
They don't have any fucking souls.
They don't have a single soul.
I think gingers are, like, beautiful as everybody else. I'm such an optimist.
What if,
I literally want to slap myself right now just for being so optimistic.
What if, like, when God was creating gingers, he, like, spilled too much of his love juice and that's why their hair is red?
Are you kidding me? Like, do you know how... Okay, there's certain rareness in nature.
Yeah.
And one of the things are blue foods.
Yeah.
And another one is the color red.
Sure.
There's apples,
that's what I'm saying.
Roses and
the love
like,
juice.
Yeah.
Do you get it?
I'm so confused.
I think
they're red.
The love juice?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah, it's God's love juice. Like, cause love is red, and their hair is.
I'm
going to
say
red.
One last thing, and then we got to cut it off.
Yeah,
I'm going to say one last thing. We are all God's love juice.
Are we?
I think she's really saying God loves Jews.
Yeah, he only loves the Jews. That's it.
Whether you have red hair or literally anything else, like a lot of freckles, or I have a port wine stained birthmark on the back of one of my arms. Whether you have a birthmark, whether you have fucking anything, we're all fucking different. Like, there is
if you
no
have four nipples.
Worse or better.
Four nipples.
Four nipples?
Yeah.
Church.
If okay. You have four nipples, we're out it's there, okay, everybody? We're here for you. No, it's normal.
Let's just leave them all wondering with that.
Okay, everybody, you
so
have a wonderful rest of your night.
Everybody.
It's been the Parker C Podcast. How long have we been recording?
This is Roxy.
I'm Churchable. I'm Church.
Good night.
Good night.
No.